Hello, listeners. Today, my guest is Fiona Cochrane, graduate of 1985 from Loreto College, Coorparoo. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Can you just explain to our listeners what your current role is?
Sure. I'm head of client services at a company called On Talent. So we're a talent advisory agency. And what that means is predominantly we work in the leadership space, and we have a number of divisions. We've got an executive search, technical and specialist recruitment area. And sometimes I have my recruitment hat on to do executive search assignments. And then we've got a careers leadership development and HR consulting division. And that's all about supporting people when they're in their roles and organisations and leaders, but also supporting them on the way out as well, both individually and as an organisation.
So through the recruitment process, what's the balance of men and women?
Interesting.
Getting those top CEO positions.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. The organisation I work for, we are a female leadership organisation team, so totally female. And so there's a bunch of very strong women in that group. So needless to say, we are very focused on diversity in our shortlist. And we choose to work with clients that also have the same values. And I know many have spoken about values in the past, but, you know, aligned to us. And I think that's a very privileged position to be in as an organisation, that we can do that. So when we're partnering with clients, most clients will say, I want a balanced shortlist. So what they're looking for is, you know, equal men and women. We're conscious, though, that, you know, women don't want to be token women either, and particularly when you're talking about executive leadership areas. So it's looking at their demonstrated ability to step in or into a role, or prove themselves in an organisation based on what they've done in their past. So we do want like with like. We don't want to have people that, you know, you've got an apple and then you've got an aubergine way over here and there's too much difference.
Okay. Yeah. So when, you know, you've got your recruiting and you're looking at that executive search and you've got people with similar experiences in the workplace and qualifications, what's the X factor? What are you looking for in terms of personal attributes or capabilities that sets them apart from their competitors?
Sure. I think when you're looking at candidates, if you start with the first stage on a resume, so usually you're looking at people initially on their resume or their LinkedIn. So my foundations is search. So effectively I'm a headhunter. So I don't need to have an ad up. I go looking for people that are known in market based on their skills and experience and what they've achieved. So we'd always have a brief on the client is looking for a transformational leader, or they're looking for a leader to, you know, keep it steady and work on the culture. You know, there's lots of different types of leaders in market. So it'll depend upon what they're looking for. So if I'm looking at a resume, I'm looking for demonstrated experience. I'll look at the companies that they've worked for. So it's going to be based on their brands that they've been aligned to, and that'll depend upon what the client company is doing. Then it is the type of work and how they've described it. So resumes should always have some information about an organisation. So unless you've worked for, say, McDonald's or Coca-Cola, most people go, I don't have a clue who that brand is. And I get exposure to many organisations in the marketplace, and I still have no idea what some of these companies do. So I have to go hunting and looking them up on Google. So some information about the organisation, the information about your role and who you report into, the size of team, and then your responsibilities. So when we're talking leadership, it, you know, it's the profit and loss responsibilities, you know, your financial responsibilities, and who you've reported into. And then the journey you've been on with that organisation. So it's having really strong career achievements under each role. And when thinking about that, and obviously this is the leadership space, but I always say use the STAR framework. So what was the situation like when you walked in? What was the task and what did you have to do? What did you achieve and how did you go about it? So tell the story. And I think when you tell a story, people go, oh, I get it. So just make sure you've got, you know, your beginning, your middle and your end, and that's great. So you'd have that on a resume. So when their stories align to what I'm looking for, great. If I have to go hunting onto websites to try and piece together the story because it's not clear on the resume, that makes it quite hard. So at the moment in 2022, it's a candidate short market.
Mm-hmm.
So we are usually, you know, spending a little bit more time on the resumes because we don't have as many if it's an application process. But in a buoyant market, we don't have that time. So we used to say that, you know, recruiters are lucky to spend, you know, 30 seconds looking at a resume in a recruitment process. That's nothing.
No.
So you need to stand out from the crowd,
mm-hmm.
as we say. So it's got to be a really clear story. So at the top of your resume, you'll have your story. It's like 1 to 2 paragraphs, your profile, your story, your why, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you'd articulate your values, your P&L responsibilities, your size of team, the types of organisations, you know, not-for-profit, ASX, public sector. You'd talk all of that. So the reader goes, oh, okay, I get it. I want to know more.
Mm-hmm. How important is for a person seeking employment or higher leadership positions to have a network to be connected with their industry? Can you
talk
to that?
I honestly believe that recruiters only get 20% of the market. And that's a standard statistic that's put out in Australia. 20% of the market roles are filled by recruiters, third-party recruiters or internal recruiters. So that means 80% of the market gets their job through someone they know.
Wow.
Mm. So that could be somebody that they know from school.
Mm-hmm.
That could be somebody that they know from their sporting group, their church group. That could be somebody from uni. That could be somebody from their past job, somebody you've met at a networking event.
Mm-hmm. Has the network that you established at school at Loreto come in handy in your career?
Has it come in handy? I think the friends in that network, and there's probably a solid 15 of us out of, I think we had 84 in my year, we keep in contact and we'd catch up twice a year
mm-hmm.
in Brisbane. Some of them I see in business
mm-hmm.
and we've spoken about things. I think there's only a couple of us that have gone down the true commercial business
mm-hmm.
path. So there's lawyers, there's doctors, physios, there's a wide variety, teachers, we've got a wide variety in my friendship circle. So I think it's more than the network of the network. So the siblings also have come into it.
Mm-hmm.
I recently worked with somebody who was a candidate and I've known them for many years and they were the year below me at Loreto.
Mm-hmm.
And because they'd called out and said, hey, Fiona, I need some help, I'm looking for an opportunity. She was part of the Loreto network, so of course I'd help her.
Yeah.
Of course I'd go there. And she said, I know you didn't have to do that. And I said, I don't mind. Like, seriously, of course I would help you. So networks are very important.
Do you think women have engaged with those networks as well as our counterpart boys' schools?
I think it's growing.
Mm.
I see men network very well.
Mm.
But the female leadership network is really getting some gravitas
mm-hmm.
at this moment. And I look at our own organisation. Every quarter we have a boardroom lunch of only executive women.
Mm-hmm.
So the men aren't invited to that one. And I'm conscious I don't want to, you know, divide it, but it's also about empowering and supporting and nurturing women. As we know, when other women support other women, you know, mm-hmm. good things can happen.
That's right.
And I think women are their own worst enemies from a confidence perspective. And we need those pep talks quite mm-hmm. regularly where others go, you know what, you're doing really cool stuff. You are really good at your job.
Mm-hmm.
And we need that reinforcement. So I'm a big advocate of supporting women in that way. But women don't network as well. And I think the men are quite comfortable to pull in their old boy mm-hmm. network. And we need to encourage women to do a lot more of it.
Mm-hmm. And this morning you participated in our second Link breakfast, which hopes to achieve that very purpose of connecting our current students with past pupils and building our network together. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much.